This is Ozarks at Large. We are in the middle of Welcoming Week NWA 2021. This is an effort across the region to allow residents to build connections within their diverse communities, to help refugees from around the world, and to take other welcoming actions. For 11 days, because this week starts and ends with weekends, there are opportunities for new residents to learn more about their adopted home and for people who've lived here for some time to learn more about new neighbors. Welcoming Week actually started last Thursday night, but there are still 7 more days of online and in-person events. Those in-person events, of course, have nods to safety. Engage NWA is facilitating Welcoming Week and has partners like Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, the Bentonville Film Festival, the Fayetteville Public Library, Walton Art Center, and others. Last Friday, we reached Margot LeMaster, the Executive Director of Engage NWA, and Monica Kumar, a Belonging and Inclusion Strategist, by Zoom to discuss Welcoming Week. Margot says the 11 days are designed to inspire welcoming behavior year-round.
In terms of the activity and involvement and engagement that we see around Welcoming Week, absolutely, we want to see that transition to longer-term commitments, really building relationships and connections across the community.
Can you find out through an event like this what else is happening that even maybe you don't know about or that could help, you know, people who don't feel included or say, what about this?
One is sign the pledge, because that is a really, it's a simple but very effective and instrumental sort of stake in the ground to say, hey, this is something that's really important to us as a company or an organization. The other one is participate in the projects that we have. And, you know, you can go on our website and see an entire roster of projects that go all the way from virtual at home and family friendly through to socially distanced, safe, but in real life. And then the third piece is kind of what you're getting at. We really want people to lead projects. So if anybody has seen, and this has happened throughout our preparation, that, hey, we're doing something or we would love to do something and we don't see it in your list or we don't know how to quite plug in, there's a Google form, you know, you just click on lead. There's a Google form you can fill out, super, super simple. And we will find a way. If you think that it fits into welcoming, it does. And so we will find a way to make sure that we're supporting you to do that.
You've both mentioned the pledge. Let's talk just a little bit about that, signing the pledge. What does that pledge say?
The Northwest Arkansas Leadership Pledge was launched in the summer of 2020 by the Northwest Arkansas Council. And quickly, we saw many organizations and companies from across the region sign on and commit to that pledge, which is essentially to create a more just, equitable, and inclusive Northwest Arkansas region. So to date, we have around 200 companies and organizations that have signed the pledge, and it's really a commitment to action. It's, you know, it's not just we're signing the pledge and we have our logo on the website, but it's really what are the clear, concrete steps that we're going to take to fulfill our commitment to that pledge. And when it comes to Welcoming Week, this is a great way to be able to take action, to be able to, if you don't have, you know, those relationships, to start developing those relationships and making those connections so that this can continue to become part of your normal, that these types of activities are part of your normal and your company culture.
Front of mind.
Yes.
If you look at me, I check all the boxes of someone. I've lived in Northwest Arkansas for 40 years, Arkansas for more than 55. I'm a straight white guy. I'll charitably say middle-aged, but someone who has been here a long time and is most likely to not understand as well what it's like to be from somewhere else or a minority or underrepresented culture. What can people who are like me do, not just in Welcoming Week, but think about over the course of the next 12 months to make sure that everyone's included?
I love that you asked that. Thank you. And I think that this is where belonging really shines, because every single human, every human spirit, every person, and let's stick to Northwest Arkansas, every white male over 40-ish, I'm going to be generous, Kyle, around 40-ish, has felt this way. You know what it feels like to be excluded. You know what it feels like to feel like you're on the periphery of something. And it really doesn't matter if you are the majority culture and you check every majority culture box. There is a time, whether it's at work or whether it's at home or whether it's, you know, when you're out socializing even, that you know what it feels like to not be included. And you know what it feels like to be excluded and to be othered. And I think the very first thing whenever anybody talks about starting on the journey of thinking about diversity, equity, and inclusion and belonging, my first thing is don't do it for someone else. Figure out your why. Because if you don't have skin in the game personally, then it's always going to be something that you put on the bottom of your to-do list because you'll get around to it because it's not for you. And this is just not true. The fact is that the more and more we fracture into smaller us's and smaller we's, we are literally seeing the impact of that. It's not a positive impact. You know, I think that the COVID has really shown us that when we don't build a community where we can feel truly included, we feel really isolated, and it's very clear what it means to feel excluded. The pandemic of loneliness is at the root cause of so many of these things that we're talking about. And I know, Kyle, you can't tell me that never in your life have you felt lonely. And I know you have lots of friends, and I know you have, you know, a partner that's far more wonderful than you are. And yet still, we all know what it feels like to feel lonely. So I would say figure out your why first. And when you figure out your why, whether that is for your kids, because you want them to grow up in a world where isolation is not a major part of their experience, or it's because you understand that your neighbors are different from you and you want to connect with them because that's going to make your neighborhood safer and a more wonderful place to live in. Figure out your own why. I have hundreds of my own whys, and they're all related to me. They really have nothing to do with anybody else. And because they're related to me, it's a driver. It makes me so passionate about wanting to go out and be a part of inclusion and be a part of welcoming because it's for me. I would say start with your own why.
All right. This isn't fair because you're just now starting 2021, but ideally 2022 welcoming week. We're not in a pandemic. We can all be together. Have you allowed yourself this short way into 2021, what 2022 welcoming might be like?
I think that already seeing just how much, just this year, how many projects are on the list, how many organizations and companies have stepped up to participate has been overwhelmingly wonderful. And I think that just kind of gives us a hint, kind of gives us a peek into what 2022 could bring for us. We'll want to, you know, always saying you can never start early enough. And, you know, you asked about 2022. Well, we could start planning for 2022 now, and it wouldn't be too early because there's just, so many ways to activate, so many ways to connect across the region in this work. And Monica, I don't know if you have anything you want to add to that.
Yeah, I three specific examples, really. One is I reached out in a very small way to our Bentonville and regional students. And Marco and I were overwhelmed. One, because they came up with this idea that, hey, can we have some sort of way of writing little kind notes, which one demonstrates how small the act can be, but two, how much big impact it can have. So we just created these little postcards. I don't know that Margot or I really thought much of it, but yes, you know, a couple of days ago, we got photos of hundreds of students that had completed these cards. And, you know, some of them you can read, which is just, they're really aimed to, I think, for new students or people that are new to their neighborhoods, to give it to them and say, hey, you know, don't be scared. I've been in your shoes. You're going to love, you know, you're going to love this region. You're going to love this school. Let me know if you need anything. So I think activating young people for me is always a passion, but that has just got me really, really excited. The second piece, of course, that I'll speak to is Canopy. You know, we're at a very critical time, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that today it's, you know, September 10th, which is the eve anniversary of September 11th. And, you know, and that just brings up a lot of really strong emotions for me. And I think about how our community has pulled together to support Canopy, especially in light of some of the Afghanistani families and individuals that are going to come into our region. We just met with Mariah this morning from Canopy, and she said it's been almost overwhelming how students, again, young people, and also our community has responded. And we have a couple of drive-by collection projects with Canopy that you can find on the website. That you can just, you know, go to Walmart or, you know, or shop in your house, you know, fill up the list, and then safely from your car, give the welcoming kits. And then the third piece that I'm really proud of is the Bentonville Film Festival. You know, that happened, Bentonville Film Festival happened like a couple of weeks before we started activating Welcoming Week. And I've always felt like the community hasn't really had an opportunity to take advantage of some of the absolutely outstanding film that they produce. And luckily, the Bentonville Film Foundation feels exactly the same way. And so they curated a list of movies. I mean, most of their movies touch on diversity and belonging and inclusion, but they curated a list that really fell into the welcoming space. It's a very diverse, incredibly deep and meaningful list. And they gave us a free Welcoming Week film pass. So all you have to do is go into the toolkit or go on the website, you know, click on any movie, any film experience, and there's information on page 5, I believe, to register for a free pass. And then you can watch them from the comfort of your own home. Most of them are family friendly. The one that I'm super excited about is our last one, because it's called Americanish, and it's focused on young Muslim women having the diverse experience of being American and Muslim and the cultural kind of balance that they have to have. And then it'll be followed by a live panel with one of the actors, the filmmaker, the director, all for Welcoming Week. And that makes me really excited that we across the board have young people engaging. We have, you know, folks like the Bentonville Film Festival engaging. And then we also have Canopy that we can really support the outstanding work they're doing. That's just this year. So, yes, my vision is really, really big for next year.
Well, one thing I want to say is just a thank you to our incredible sponsors, Walmart and Walton Family Foundation, stepped up to support Welcoming Week this year. And just, they've made it very clear that this is important to them, that this is a priority for them. And we just, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this work without that support. So we definitely want to share our gratitude for that.
Yeah. And I want to share where you can go to get, you know, to kind of learn more about it. So if you go to www.engagenwa.org/welcomingweeknwa, it'll direct you to the toolkit, it'll direct you to the list of events, and every event is clickable and you'll get more details on it. And then, you know, one of the things that we're having a lot of fun with is our I Am a Welcomer photo sort of challenge. And we're just having, you know, again, in the on the website, you can find the link, you can print off an I am a welcomer in your chosen language, or there's a blank one that you can write your own language. And we're just having people in the community take photos of themselves and share them across their social media channels. And that's been really fun to see, because it's really nice to see people openly be welcoming.
Monica Kumar is a belonging and inclusion strategist. She spoke with us Friday morning, as did Margo LeMaster, the executive director of Engage NWA. Again, schedules and much more about Welcoming Week NWA can be found at engagenwa.org/Welcoming Week NWA. And we have that link available as well at OzarksAtLarge.com.